Text 10. Informative texts. Page 70. A judge has dismissed a court case between two warring neighbours in Toronto. After hearing a long list of complaints from both neighbours and analysing evidence of these trivial crimes, he passed a harsh verdict on both couples involved. The events occurred in one of Toronto's most exclusive suburbs and involved Audrey and Gary Turk and their neighbours, Paris and John Moreland Jones, who had enjoyed a friendly relationship before things started to get out of control. The Moreland Joneses took the matter to court, along with hours of video evidence from some of the 11 security cameras that they had installed around their property, not to trap robbers, but their neighbours. So, what had made the Moreland Joneses so angry about their neighbours? Well, they presented evidence to the court of how the Turks had continually allowed their dog, Rover, to urinate on their neighbour's plants. Another dog-related complaint was how the Turks had put their dog's feces, which they had collected in bags, in the Moreland Joneses' trash can. But it's not all just because of Rover the dog. They also complained that the Turks had parked their car in front of their house. They had stood outside the Moreland Joneses' house, observing it for a full 25 seconds, or pretending to take photographs of the property. No evidence of any photos has been found. After listening to a string of complaints from both sides, the judge disapprovingly rejected all claims as malintent, but not illegal, and simply a collection of childish behaviour among neighbours who disliked each other. 54-year-old Michael Lawton from Staffordshire in the centre of England has been jailed for 2.5 years after setting fire to a gas station in an attempt to kill himself and all the annoying neighbours in his street in a drastic act of revenge. Lawton said he had reached the end of his fuse after a series of disrespectful acts to him, including having his window smashed, car tyres let down, and eggs thrown at his house. In a bid to deal with the nuisance neighbours once and for all, on July 9 last year, he went to the local gas station armed with just a candle and a bucket, where he cut 5 different hoses in an attempt to start the fire. But because it was 1:45 a.m, the gas pumps had been shut down, and he only succeeded in lighting a small fire at the base of one pump. Lawton called police 4 days later to admit to his crime and was subsequently jailed for 2.5 years by Judge Paul Glenn, who told him the consequences of his actions could have been catastrophic. He added, "Your actions were highly dangerous. It is a matter of pure good fortune that you did not cause a significant fire. You do not suffer from a mental disorder. The problems that you detail in Wilmot Drive do not begin to justify what you did." Stuart Clarks, Lawton's lawyer, said that if his client had not called police, he never would have been caught, adding that he had been the victim of a number of crimes. He contacted the police and local authority about the continuous problem with young adults in the area, and nothing had happened. Yesterday, one resident on the street said he felt sorry for his neighbour who had become the target of local youths. The dad of 3, who did not wish to be named, said, "They've been picking on him for a couple of years, and I know he had complained about them. It's terrifying to think he wanted to take such drastic action." Neighbours of a quiet street in Christchurch, New Zealand, set a water sprinkler on an 89-year-old man when he tried to sell small plants on the sidewalk by his home. Gordon Proctor had helped host an Invercargill radio show, Gardening with Gordon, 60 years ago, and now in his retirement had sold vegetable seedlings from his house. However, his plant business angered his neighbours, who set water sprinklers on him and his customers, built a fence around the front part of his home, and erased his handwritten advertising messages. The reason for their behaviour? They said Proctor and his customers made too much noise early in the morning, and selling plants outside his home was against local property rules. The problem started one day when a customer arrived outside Proctor's house with a dog, which began to bark at one of the neighbors. Several days later, Proctor found a rope blocking the outside of his house where he sold his plants. "When I moved it, the neighbor started spraying us with water. My customers were getting wet, and I was getting wet. They left, and I just had no customers at all." The neighbor, who did not want to be named, admitted to this, saying, "I asked him to move nicely because all I could hear at 7 a.m. was his annoying voice in the morning talking to customers, and he refused to move." Proctor eventually moved to the other side of the road, prompting another neighbor to report him to the local authorities, who insisted that he needed a permit to continue his business. Instead, Proctor moved to his garage and made a sign for the street to attract customers. He said a neighbor cut it in half and another erased subsequent signs he had made. He finally had to stop selling his seedlings, but was offered a position at the local church, where he made a vegetable garden and restarted the seedling store, which has provided much happiness for him, his new customers, and the local priest. "I have never been so happy. I want to give something back to the community," he added. Moving to Blades Farm, deep in the Oxfordshire countryside 3 years ago, should have been a dream come true for Bill and Glenda Thompson. But it was not to be. Oxford County Council Court heard yesterday how arguments with their neighbour, Sharon Hill, 63, had led to a cycle of hatred and violence. At first, the Thompsons found Miss Hill friendly, if slightly eccentric. However, a shared driveway to both their houses soon led to the first disagreement. Miss Hill became increasingly unhelpful about keeping the drive clear, often leaving her car parked there and forcing the Thompsons to carry bags of shopping 50 metres to their house. This was followed by a dispute over land. When Miss Hill replaced a fence between the two properties, the Thompsons accused her of stealing a strip of land from them. A few weeks later, she cut down a tree which the Thompsons allege had formed part of their property. She then bought a large Alsatian dog, which Mrs. Thompson claims has attacked her on more than one occasion. "She knows I hate dogs," said Mrs. Thompson. "She doesn't need one and only bought it to frighten me." The last straw came when some fish had disappeared from a pond in the Thompson's garden. "We thought they could have been stolen by a cat or a bird," said Mr. Thompson. "But that evening, she had a barbecue in her garden, and she kept shouting to us that she had got some lovely fish. I know they were our fish. She's completely mad." The Thompsons want to move but are unable to sell their house while the feud continues. They are now seeking £65,000 compensation from Miss Hill for the loss in value of their home. "I can't understand what the problem is," protests Miss Hill. "I haven't done anything wrong. The Thompsons used to be quite friendly. But now they're just causing trouble." The case continues.